The online gun dealer who sold a weapon to Virginia Tech shooter Sungwee Cho says he feels, quote, absolutely terrible, that he also sold gun accessories over the internet to Stephen Kazmierczyk, who shot and killed five students at Northern Illinois University earlier this month.
It's a sickening feeling, honestly.
Eric Thompson owns thegunsource.com, topglock.com, and other websites that sell guns and firearm accessories. He's now launching a new website. It's called gundebate.com, and he says it's a forum on how to improve public safety. NPR's David Shaper reports.
In a gritty industrial part of Green Bay, Wisconsin, not far from the famed football stadium Lambeau Field, sits a small building that serves as warehouse, distribution center, and world headquarters for TGS.com Incorporated, home to more than 100 websites that sell firearms and related accessories. Owner Eric Thompson says 99.9% of his company's sales come through the internet, but he does have a showroom with rifles and assault weapons on the walls and glass cases full of firearms.
What you're looking in this case here is semi-automatic handguns or pistols from various manufacturers, Glocks.
Two rooms on either side of the showroom house the computer terminals where Thompson's staff of about 20 are taking in internet orders and phone inquiries. There's a stock and distribution room in the back where the products come in from manufacturers and are turned around and shipped out to customers. As one of the largest and best-known internet gun dealers, he ships hundreds of orders each day. Guns have to go to a licensed gun dealer in the state in which the customer lives to verify the buyer's identity and conduct a background check. But accessories can go right to the customer, as with Stephen Kazmierczyk's order on February 4th.
To my best understanding, it was a Glock 19 9mm pistol that he had, and he ordered two 33-round magazines from us. He ordered those as well as a holster.
When Kazmierczyk was identified as the former graduate student who opened fire in a lecture hall on the Northern Illinois campus 2 weeks ago, Thompson found the shooter had recently ordered accessories from his TopGlock.com website and immediately notified the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Thompson says he doubts Kazmierczyk found his website through coverage of Virginia Tech shooter Sungwee Cho, who had ordered a Walther P-22 handgun from Thompson's TheGunSource.com. But he says the unnerving coincidence has shaken him, and he wants to see some good come out of it.
We're launching gundebate.com. And what we're doing with this website is we're trying to get people active and coming up with a real solution to the problem.
I hope he does feel sick about this.
That's Paul Helmke, president of the Brady Campaign to Prevent Handgun Violence, who says he's skeptical about Thompson's web dialogue on gun violence. Thompson makes no effort to hide his personal views.
My beliefs are very simply this, is that people should have the right to be able to protect themselves.
Thompson believes that guns can do more good than harm, that law-abiding citizens arming themselves can stop and prevent crimes and mass shootings like NIU and Virginia Tech. He favors concealed carry and open carry laws and opposes gun-free zones in schools and parks. But above all, Thompson insists he wants to get beyond the heated and polarizing rhetoric that surrounds this issue.
The way that we're trying to structure this initially anyway is that we're trying to get noted writers on both sides of the issue to really come at it from rather than an emotional standpoint, but from a factual standpoint and put some logic and thought into it rather than just rhetoric.
Thompson has already posted the positions of the NRA and the Brady campaign to start the discussion. Again, Brady campaign president Paul Helmke.
I have looked at his gun debate website, and it looks like it's set up to be a fair discussion. And this is an issue, I think, that if people were willing to talk and actually try to solve problems, we could find a lot of areas of common agreement.
The willingness to engage in the gun debate appears to be at least one area of common ground. Even if Helmke and Thompson disagree on whether recent campus shootings warrant more or less stringent gun control. David Shaper, NPR News.